Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. I wanted to recap some stuff that happened over the break because we truly didn't do anything from Tuesday of last week. We did nothing related Wednesday. To politics. We didn't do a show on Wednesday.
That's what I'm saying. He said...
Well, yeah. So Wednesday until this morning, yes. We did nothing related to politics. And
5 whole days.
It's pretty crazy. A lot can happen in 5 whole days. Like gaining 7 or 8 pounds. That can happen. Mm-hmm. Depends on how many Thanksgiving dinners you had. Oh, I had some Fed Haters Club merch that was supposed to be here today. One of the items arrived damaged. The mug. I ordered a coffee mug. But super simple. I filed a thing. I said, hey, it's arrived damaged. They said, oh, okay, we'll send you a new one. That was it. So there you go. Don't be afraid, folks. If one of our coffee mugs arrive damaged, they'll just send you a new one.
Look at that.
Problem solved.
You get to keep the damaged one?
You get to keep it. You can go to GodHatesFeds.com and get some of the merch. I put up a new shirt a couple days ago. I'm going to make it a goal right now to try and put up a new shirt design. I'm like, what do you think?
Have you done the Ron Paul was right one?
I worked on it for a while over the weekend. I even bought some new software to make because I have an idea in my head for Ron Paul's face. And I can't find the setting I need to make Ron Paul's face look the way that I want it to look. Mm. And so I paid some money last night to try and make this shirt. And then I want to do the same thing for like an Ayn Rand shirt and, for all of the greats out there. Mm. And anyhow, it's in progress at the moment. But there's a lot of other great shirts over there at GodHatesFeds.com.
Yeah, perfect for Christmas gifts.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they, even though it is drop shipped, which means it's made to order, it arrives pretty quickly. So that it ships out like from the time you order, it'll ship out like the next day. So it's pretty fast overall. Mm-hmm. It's no Amazon Prime guaranteed 2-day delivery or anything, but it ships out pretty quickly. So what I wanted to do was go over some of the important things that happened over the break and just get everyone up to speed. If you stayed away from politics like we did over this amount of time, one of the big things that happened is that there's a pause currently in the Israel-Hamas conflict, and they've been exchanging hostages/prisoners.
I saw that.
Israel calls them prisoners. Hamas calls them hostages. Mm-hmm. And so they've been exchanging those at roughly a 5 or 6 to 1 rate, which means everyone is freely admitting that a Israeli is about 6 times as valuable as a Palestinian person. So you just look at the exchange rate. It's all economics. And right now we're doing about 6 to 1 for the Israelis. So
you're saying people are commodities.
I'm just saying there's a market for everything. Apparently. Israel and Hamas are also open to extending the current pause. I was reading there have been about 200 aid trucks that have made their way into Gaza, trying to get them diesel fuel, stuff like that. I guess no bombing going on right now. Hamas has released 58 hostages over the past 3 days, including Thai and Philippine nationals. I believe there was an Israeli American, like a dual citizenship Israeli American child that was released. And, it is good. These are hostages that don't need to be held hostage by Hamas right now. They're getting released, and there are people who are held in prison by Israel. And by some accounts, what I can tell, they also didn't need to be being held by Israel in prison either. And so it's nice to see a little break in the fighting. And they're potentially going to keep this going. I think they're open to like 10 hostages, Israeli hostages per day, is what Netanyahu said, that they'll continue this pause as long as they can keep getting 10 Israeli hostages per day. And then when that's over, they're just going to go right back to it.
Mm.
Just bombing people. Mm. So that's the deal.
So
right
they
now.
Pause for Thanksgiving.
It was kind of a Thanksgiving pause. Mm. They celebrate the death of the Native Americans over there too.
Mm.
So this was a clip here from CNN talking about the Palestinians that were released by Israel. 39 Palestinian teenagers were released from Israeli prisons on the third day of the Israel-Hamas truce. A bus carrying Palestinian teenagers released from Israeli prisons arrived in the center of West Bank City on Sunday. Earlier, Israel's prison service confirmed it released 39 prisoners and detainees from a total of 7 Israeli prisons as part of a deal between Israel and Hamas that also saw the militant group release hostages today. The group released Sunday included boys aged 18 and younger, 2 are 15, and 1, the youngest, released is 14. They were welcomed by hundreds of well-wishers, some waving Palestinian flags, others carrying the flag of Hamas. When they arrived, some were detained without knowing their charge. This is the interesting part here. Because when we're fighting for Israel and peace and democracy and throwing our money towards these places, I do like to ask the question, okay, Israel has more Western values than a lot of the other countries in the region, right? I think we can probably accept that. But also they do some things that sound like they could be wrong and would violate pretty easily, like our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And by the way,
same thing we did.
Yeah, we kind of do the same thing.
Osama bin Laden point now.
He did. And we have this Bill of Rights, and it's not just this American law. It's the rights that we say human beings have because
they're natural.
They are on this planet because they exist. They were endowed by whoever their creator is, whether it was Darwin or it was God or whoever it was that they're endowed by their creator with natural rights, which means these people also have those same natural rights. And so when I see paragraphs like this, it's a little concerning. 16 of those released were serving sentences mostly for attacks on Israelis, according to information drawn from the Israeli Prison Service and the Palestinian Prisoner Society, a non-governmental organization. The remaining 23 released have been held under administrative detention, a widely criticized practice in which a detainee is unaware of any charges against them, and their case is not subject to any legal process.
Like Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Now, a little bit more context from the Washington Post on these people. There's been 300 prisoners on this list, I guess, that Hamas gave or whoever it was. 17 were convicted of attempted murder. So this is some of the Palestinians. This list includes 123 minors under 18. 5 of them are 14. One was detained for throwing a pipe bomb, while others were detained for throwing Molotov cocktails or stones, according to the list. The list includes 33 women. The oldest among them is 59, charged with security violations. Some of the Palestinian prisoners were listed as having been affiliated with groups including Hamas, Fatah, Islamic Jihad, and the Popular Front, but a large number were not affiliated with a group and appeared to have acted on their own. A large number of the prisoners were arrested but not tried, with some in administrative detention without trial. The issue has long been a controversial topic for Israel, which has come under criticism by human rights groups. Let's see. They say they're holding 146 Palestinians age 18 and younger in detention or in prison on what the service called security grounds. Other organizations and rights groups cited the United Nations have estimated that hundreds of children are detained or prosecuted by the Israeli military each year. Some of those never get told why they've been arrested, and they never have a trial or anything. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, they're just in prison.
That's just a little bit weird, I would say.
Yeah.
Not saying that they didn't commit some act of violence, but I would say if they committed an act of violence, I think they would be charged with committing said act of violence. So, yeah, that's interesting. Netanyahu says that he welcomes the release of more hostages, but he will continue the war after the hostages are released. But he said he is open to extending the current pause, which was a 4-day pause in the fighting to celebrate Thanksgiving. And he said that he will keep this going as long as they keep releasing hostages. Towards the end of the hostages, the situation will become more dicey because Hamas is going to have to try to delay this if they want them to keep this pause going. So, you know, once you start to run low on your bargaining power, it's going to get a little dicey. Hmm. We'll see. And with all the aid that's coming in, I think it's beneficial for Hamas to keep this going for as long as possible, because, of course, they plan on stealing all of the diesel fuel and all of the aid that comes into Gaza to help people. And so they want as much stuff to come in as possible so they can take it from the people who are supposed to be getting this aid right now, and they can keep their war going.
Well, Netanyahu says that his goal is to eliminate Hamas.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
So that's the goal. Eliminate. Completely.
Does it count if they just change their name? Can they do it? Can they file for a name change?
I don't know.
Do you think?
I don't know how the copyright laws work.
Yeah. Someone might already trademark whatever name that they want to go with. Yeah. You know, you got to get a new design. That could be costly.
A legal battle. Yeah. Yeah.
Could be difficult. This could be tied up in court for quite a long time. Honestly. All right. So that's one thing that happened over the break. Here's something that happened over the break. It's odd timing, by my estimation. We got the motivation for a mass shooter in Louisville, the guy that shot up the bank. I think his name was Connor Sturgeon or something like that, shot up a bank. And turns out he literally said that he shot up the bank to try and change gun laws.
Mm-hmm. Fight fire with fire, man.
Yeah. I mean, this should be a way bigger story than what it is, but since we have the media that we have, it's not going to be. So, what?
We can post a GIF.
He hates these cans!
From the jerk.
More cans!
Stay right. Away from the cans.
Stay away from the cans!
Die, gas pumper!
All right, go ahead, Charlie. Let's learn about why this guy shot the place up.
All right, the man who shot and killed five people at a bank earlier this year in Louisville wanted to send a message about the need for gun control. Connor Sturgeon, who died April 10th in a firefight with Louisville police, left behind a journal that laid out his motives for the deadly attack, including his belief that killing, quote, upper-class white people would prompt tougher laws on firearms access. I have decided to make an impact. These people did not deserve to die, but because I was depressed and able to buy guns, they are gone, he said in an entry dated April 4th. Perhaps this is the impetus for change, upper-class white people dying. I certainly would not have been able to do this were it more difficult to get a gun, he wrote. His goals included no more me and stop gun violence, send a message to politicians. The handwritten writings were part of a 64-page report released Tuesday by the Louisville Metro Police Department that included photocopy images of notebook pages, as well as an April 5th selfie showing Sturgeon making a Joker face. Detective Kevin Carrillo, who wrote the report, said he believes the journal entries left behind by Connor Sturgeon are direct information to the planning and his mindset in the days leading up to the shooting, with his possible motives for his actions, including political issues surrounding corrupt politicians and lack of gun control. He was also unhappy.
Sorry, I skipped one.
Oh, sorry. He opened fire on his co-workers in a conference room at the Old National Bank, killing five and injuring eight. Those who died were these people. The gunman was shot in the head 8 minutes after the attack began by Officer Corey Galloway, who was able to take out the shooter despite being hit in the vest himself. His partner, rookie officer Nicholas Wilt, was struck in the head and hospitalized in critical condition. He was discharged from a rehabilitation center in July after more than 3 months of therapy. Got shot in the head.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Lucky dude.
Certainly, Sturgeon had mental health issues. He was being treated for depression, including therapy and medication, and had voluntarily checked into a mental hospital last year after a suicide attempt during spring break in Florida. He was also unhappy with his banking job and wanted to take medical leave after suffering a panic attack. In his writings, he said he had nothing to live for, but that need to make an impact, affect change somehow, on issues including climate disaster, gun access, and lack of mental health care. Quote, Dems get rich by doing nothing in the name of civility while they allow Repubs to do whatever they want to whoever they want. A level of corruption that stands directly between us and progress. He expressed disgust with how easily he was able to obtain firearms, saying, quote, just walked in, 45 minutes, get AR-15.
That's kind of a long time. It took me 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's quick.
Also, I like how he,
for me,
took out all the other words. Just walked in, 45 minutes, get AR-15.
Yeah. Probably went to a gun show.
Yeah. I know our politicians are solely focused on lining their own pockets, but maybe this will knock some sense into them. If not, good luck. That was a week before the shooting.
Oh, that's the same thing there. Here's a good one there. Both of these are good, I guess.
Yeah. Even though he was planning to carry out a mass shooting, he blamed the NRA, saying it failed to show any regard for the value of human life. At the same time, he's the one deciding.
He is the one who did it.
It's so ridiculous.
Like,
quote, but let's not forget the most important player here, the one who made it all possible. Let's give it up for the NRA. I couldn't have done this without all of your lobbying dollars. You really brought this whole thing together. This is the world you are building, one without any regard for the value of human life. Who's the one that didn't have value for human life? The ones who took the human life, like the guy who took the human life, or an organization that advocates for the rights, well, sometimes advocates for the rights of people to be able to protect themselves.
Loosely advocates. Okay. That's a difficult one to explain, to try to wrap your mind around here, because I bet you there are some people on the left who would read this and be like, yeah, NRA, you know, gun law should have stopped this madman from doing this. But also, if it wouldn't have been for all the wild leftist nonsense on guns, this guy wouldn't have done this. He was actually motivated by all of the crazy talk about people's gun rights. And that's why he went. We literally have a shooter who wrote down in his manifesto, I'm going to assume lefty, whatever. Okay. Clearly crazy. Okay. We know that. Kind of a crazy, crazy dude. I don't think any sane people decide that they're just going to mass murder anyone. But he says, I am going to kill a bunch of people in an effort to get stronger gun control laws written in America. This is a conspiracy theory come to life right here, actually. How many times have we seen this? Like, oh, Dems sending shooters out there to kill people, that way they can take away our gun rights. And then we get a story like, oh, dude, lefty shooter went out there and killed a bunch of people in order to take away people's gun rights. And we're like, oh, okay, well, turkey coming up here in a couple of days. So, you know, this came out right before Thanksgiving.
He literally said that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's why he did it.
But then also then he consciously thought about this for a long time and then still made the decision.
Yeah, and he blamed the NRA for allowing him to buy a gun.
And that he still had to load and pull the trigger.
That's what these people don't get. And it's like, it's the person who decided to go and do the thing. He was the person who could have stopped this shooting, not the gun laws, not the NRA lobbyist money. He could have stopped it, but because we've done such a good job at allowing people to blame everything on everyone else and be some kind of a victim in society and have so much hatred and division in our politics and all that, he was able to literally blame an organization that lobbies Congress and then still decided to load the gun and go to the place and kill people. He could have just not done it, but he wanted to make a political stand, mm-hmm. I guess. And he thought that killing upper class white people in a bank is what was going to do it, because people only care about white people getting killed, apparently. And that was proven wrong, apparently, because we didn't get any more specific laws pertaining to this event that took place.
Yeah. He also said something pretty important here, which is why our tagline for the show is Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Meaning. He said, I have nothing to live for.
Mm-hmm.
The dude had no meaning or purpose in his life, and so why not be completely nihilistic and take out as many people as I possibly can while I know I'm going to be taken out myself?
Yeah.
Because he literally was saying, I'm ready to die. Why don't we kill a bunch of people on my way out?
He could have become an activist for his beliefs on this. You know, I don't know how much time he spent trying to rally groups to go protest and being annoying as hell in public or whatever people who are protesting do. I don't know if he ever spent any time doing that. He could have somehow affected way more people in a positive manner than going and doing what he did this time. But he decided that what we need to change laws is another mass shooting, but killing upper class white people, I guess. It's pretty dumb, I would say. This should be in Dumb Leap of the Week, but I think too many people died. So, anyhow, any other thoughts on this joke?
I don't.
It should be a way bigger deal. I mean, this should be a political conversation.
Mm-hmm.
People on the left should be saying, hey, our supporters who want gun control laws, don't go out there and mass murder people in order to try and get gun control laws. You know?
Yeah.
Let's band together.
Did their rhetoric lead to the death of these people?
I think this was incitement to...
Should they be held liable and complicit in this man's actions?
I mean,
he literally said climate change.
Yeah.
What else did he say?
Lack of mental health care.
Climate disaster, gun access, and lack of mental health care.
Now...
Which is what the left talks about all the time.
How do you think he did at affecting climate change in this mass shooting?
Well, he took some people out, so those people can...
Oh, it's true, yeah, less carbon emissions.
Mm-hmm. Those people can no longer drive their cars or have kids.
Yep. And that bank is part of capitalism, mm-hmm. and capitalism is what's destroying our climate, so I guess...
Capitalism backs the NRA.
He helped all those things. And we've just seen a wave of change sweep the nation after this mass shooting.
Dude literally was like, I'm going to fight mass shootings by committing a mass shooting.
Mm-hmm.
God.
And then eventually, you know, what's interesting, let's take this to the extreme. What if, like, all of our mass shootings were people doing this? And you'd be like, dude, you guys are the ones doing the mass shooting.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
it's just not a good idea. I would recommend anyone listening right now, don't commit a mass shooting. That's just my advice. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Not to kill anyone.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
Yeah.
Definitely not a mass shooting, and definitely not an AR-15. Okay?
Yeah.
Those are scarier. And other guns. Did you see the stuff about the riots that took place in Ireland?
No.
Yeah, so there was a...
Ireland has had an influx of...
Immigrants.
Yeah,
it looks like.
Yeah.
So you did see the...
I saw some things about it. I did not see a riot.
Oh, there were...
I didn't know that they were protesting.
Well, you didn't see it because it was mostly peaceful.
Oh, okay.
So you see this picture right there? That pole is doing just fine. Right there in the front. So it's a mostly peaceful...
Look at all those people over there. They're not on fire.
There's people climbing on the hood of a truck. All right. Yeah.
Police car.
Looting at a Foot Locker. Stuff on fire. Coming up, we're going to continue this conversation and talk about a whole lot more on Liberty at Night.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's campaign is picking up a big endorsement from a Republican super PAC. The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. GOP Congressman Ronny Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief. For the eighth consecutive month, home prices have been on the upswing. According to the latest S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices in September were nearly 4% higher compared to the same month in the previous year. John Schaefer, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Dayton Chess back with Free Talk Live, Liberty at Night. This hour, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlox technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. And let's get back into this conversation about the riots in Ireland. Overall, no matter what it is that you're mad about, I don't think I support going and looting people's private property or really any of the property. I don't think it's a real way to do anything unless you're going...
Well, who is rioting and why?
That is a great question. It seemed to be that people were upset about immigration, and that's why they were rioting. There was a stabbing spree that took place. Five people were stabbed. Three of them were children. I did not hear whether or not...
Is that because they couldn't get a gun?
I guess. I don't know. Couldn't get a gun. They had the right amount of mass shooting manifestos to get rid of their guns, I guess. And so there's a stabbing spree. The word goes out that it was an immigrant, non-national, that did this. And as you've seen over across the pond, there's been quite an influx of immigrants into the country. And we do see a lot of videos on X
pretty frequently, showing that there's some unrest. You get a video of crimes being committed. I don't know the numbers on this. I don't know if the crimes are being committed disproportionately by immigrants from some of these countries, more Arab nations, stuff like that. It seems to be. It's a complicated conversation because
it's complicated.
We're libertarians and I like immigration. You know, you're pretty open border libertarian. Mm-hmm. I'm a really big gate that like everyone can walk through almost
as long as they pass Nate Thurston's
as long
test.
As they pass my rules that I have. Okay. So we want people to come in. But then you see all these videos all the time where it's like these immigrants committing crimes. They came from Syria or name your country, and they come over and they are stabbing people and they're robbing people and raping and doing all this stuff. And I don't want to just believe that it's only immigrants doing these things in these countries. I think that there's a bit of a,
or that it's all of the immigrants.
Yeah, or all. Of course, it's probably a
very few of them.
Probably a small percentage yes. of the people that came
Statistically,
over.
Statistically, none of them.
Yes, I'm sure that's true.
I believe last year, didn't Ireland have like 180,000 immigrants, I think, and just last year?
They had a thing, the number I saw was 65,000 they had agreed to take from somewhere. Like refugees or whatever it was. But I don't know the total numbers for Ireland. Mm. I did minimal effort looking up the stuff for this. But I know that's why the riots happened, is because that's supposedly what happened. Now, one thing on X I saw going around was people are upset that the news media branded this as far-right protests breaking out in Dublin. And you see this all over the people. They do the screenshots of all the different headlines. And it's always these far right protests. And the thing that you're supposed to say is, oh, so you got to be on the far right if you hate kids getting stabbed. You know, that makes you far right. The problem is there's a little bit more nuance in it. Not that I'm going to be on the side of the news media here, but the people weren't out there protesting against kids getting stabbed. They were protesting against their immigration laws. That is what they were protesting against. Okay, that's why they were mad. If it would have just been Conor McGregor out there and he stabbed some people, I don't think there would have been riots afterwards because they hated kids getting stabbed. Okay? Because they have such a kid stabbing amount, you know, high amounts of that happening. So epidemic.
Well, they're saying that the kid stabbing would have happened if there was immigration.
Basically, they saw a crime committed by allegedly an immigrant to the country, and that this shows that they have to do something about taking in all these people from these other countries. I think there's a very delicate argument to be made. Very, very delicate argument when you look at stuff like this. Like,
are you going to say it?
No.
Say
it. I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I think that there is a viable conversation you can have about the culture of a society like Ireland, you know, and you got this culture there. Does it ever make any sense for the people who live there to be worried that it's going to get, God, it's America, our freaking way that we talk about things makes you just afraid to say whatever, mm-hmm. you know? Is there ever a reason that
you're afraid Ireland's going to get too brown?
Is there ever a reason they'd be worried that their culture is going to become outnumbered and that they're going to lose it and they're going to vote to throw away everything that made their country a country because the United States decided to bomb some countries, essentially. <Yeah. laughs> Like, let's not forget our part in this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wonder if that's ever something that they... A legitimate conversation to be had.
So you're a white Irish nationalist.
No, I'm not. I don't care what happens in those places. At the end of the day, when I ask myself these questions, it just comes down to you have to prosecute the laws that you have. Like if there's crimes being committed, people need to be prosecuted. They need to get in trouble for it. And that's the way that the society is supposed to work. Like if you come from another country where you got Sharia law, and you decide to put a jihad Sharia on your wife or something like that, and you just get prosecuted under the law,
mm-hmm.
and people learn that you can't just go jihad on people in other countries.
But the guy who stabbed kids, that's against the law.
It is. And so he'll get arrested,
mm-hmm.
just like anyone else would have, and And there you go.
But I'm sure he's not the first guy to stab kids in Ireland.
No, he's also not the immigrant that they thought he was in the first place. That seemed to be a little bit of fake rumor news going around. We'll talk about that here in a second. One thing I do disagree when it comes to all this is Conor McGregor's under investigation for online hate speech. Ireland, they got some tough laws over there. We played some videos from Ireland before talking about your free speech and your rights and stuff like that. They're not too big on those things over there.
I was seeing some videos about people talking about how Ireland has elected a government that hates white people, apparently.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to destroy white people is what they're saying, which I find, I mean, come on.
One of the quotes I saw going around was one of the guys got up there and said that basically there were too many white people in their government and that they needed to have better representation.
Diversify.
And they needed to diversify. And then the statistic was like, Ireland is 99% white.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here?
Right.
Let's talk about Conor. Violent riots erupted in Ireland's capital on Thursday after the alleged assailant stabbed five people, including two adults and three children, as young as 5 years old.
Now, what's weird, though, when it is a far-right thing, it's a riot.
Yeah.
If this was like a BLM protest, it'd be mostly peaceful protest.
Mostly peaceful protest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that looked just like the BLM protest to me.
Kind of did. I had to check to make sure that weren't video from Minneapolis.
Very similar videos.
Mm-hmm. But this was a far-right riot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
The night of violence.
By the way, they're both riots.
Yes. The night of violence resulted in the arrest of at least 34 of the reported 500 rioters, most of them were peaceful. Okay. Some of whom set a bus and police car ablaze and damaged multiple buildings as officials suspended all public transport in the city. Irish Garda Commissioner Drew Harris labeled the Dublin riots as disgraceful scenes caused by a hooligan faction driven by far-right ideology. But the police commissioner's remarks were met with harsh criticism from the UFC superstar, who said, innocent children ruthlessly stabbed by a mentally deranged non-national in Dublin, Ireland today, McGregor said. Our chief of police had this to say in the riots in the aftermath. Drew, not good enough. There is grave danger among us in Ireland that should never be here in the first place. And there has been zero action done to support the public in any way, shape, or form with this frightening fact. Not good enough. Make change or make way. Ireland for the victory. God bless those attacked today, we pray. In the month of May, down by the bay. After his
initial... Wait, so this is hate speech? This is being investigated for hate speech?
Let's see. There could be some more hateful speech, or at least incitement of hatred in people's hearts. I don't know. After his initial remarks, McGregor emphasized he did not condone the Dublin riots, stolen property and destruction, or any attacks on first responders. Quote, last night, scenes achieved nothing toward fixing the issues we face.
He said this. He wrote this in an accent.
He did.
The Irish accent.
I can't do it. I do understand frustrations, however. And I do understand a move must be made to ensure the change we need is ushered in. And fast. I am in the process of arranging. Believe me, I am way more tactical and I have backing. There will be change in Ireland. Mark my words.
Now get my fucking belt.
Overall, I would say he's upset with the immigration policies of Ireland. And, man, do you think there's... Okay. I'm never going to be in favor of any law that says certain people can't come to the country. Like, I would never back that. That sounds racist to me, or xenophobic, or Islamophobic, or phobic. I'm scared of being scared of stuff. Okay? But, you know, all these countries that we look at, these small, like Sweden or something. Just say we look at Sweden. And you're like, oh, look at their outcomes when it comes to this, this, and this. And what someone will say is, well, they got a very homogenous society. You know, they've got, you know, this is their culture and these are the people. And you look and it's 124% the same brand of person that's in this country. Is that true? Is there something to be said for having segregated culture?
Partially true.
You think?
I would say. I mean, it does bring about problems when you have traditions clashing.
Yeah.
You know?
Different cultures clashing with each other.
Look at Israel-Palestine.
No,
that's true. They're at all-out war.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, and it's because humans...
Different morals clashing, yeah.
Humans have this biological need for safety, and they view things that don't look like them or act like them.
We default to tribalism. That's like the most default thing that happens.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does happen. Yeah. Now, we found a way, I believe, in the United States to be mostly peaceful. That mm-hmm. is true. It's mostly peaceful. We have several different cultures.
A lot of different ones.
But what's interesting is when you look at somewhere like New York, right? Look at New York. Okay. All those different cultures kind of assimilate to their own few blocks.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You have Chinatown, you have a place where the Irish, you have a place where the Italians are.
Want to live close to other people that are like them.
Even in the same city, they still... Is factionate a word? They still...
Fractionate?
They fractionate into factions of their own little groups inside of the same city. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Nashville has the same thing. Everyone knows where Mexico is in Nashville. Okay? And I'm not saying that to be racist. I'm just saying, like, a big group of them all live in the same place. Well, and we have... And
what's the place in Michigan? Is it like Dearborn, Michigan?
We have or one Super of those Mercados. Actually... Yeah. Says that on the sign in certain places in Nashville where there's a large population of Hispanics that they're all together because they want to go to their supermercado versus Target or whatever. They don't shop at Kroger. They go to Rosero's supermercado.
Mm-hmm.
What? They do.
That's true.
Saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's typically what happens.
So you think that's easier to do in a country that's as big as America, where people can...
I don't know if it's easier. I'm just explaining there's this biological tribal nature that human beings have. You see it in the animal kingdom, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, when you're talking about people from Mexico...
Go be a lion and try to cross over into another lion's territory.
Yeah.
Okay? They'll send the troops, man.
They will. They don't like it.
And it's because you're an outsider. They don't know you.
A lot of it, I think, has to do with a common language.
I'm not saying it's right.
Common language, common culture, traditions, and you just feel more comfortable surrounded by people who speak the same language that you do.
But you also have an idea of how that person's going to act.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you have no idea what that person's going to do, you have to be on guard, right? Because you're vulnerable to attack. You're vulnerable to being stabbed. You're vulnerable. And so when people don't look like you or talk like you or act like you, then you're on guard. And it makes sense. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it makes biological sense. We have to take that all into account, and we should be able to have these conversations. That's how we move forward. That's how we actually bring people who don't look alike together.
Here's the problem. Like, the answer is we all have the same laws that we have to act within. You know, like that we have the same set of rules that we all are under. And when you bring in someone from another, say they come from Syria or whatever, you bring in someone who thinks that Sharia law should be the law of the land. Okay, well, if they act in accordance with Sharia law, they need to be prosecuted under American law still. And hopefully people will learn that lesson over time. Sharia law is kind of an extreme example. But if you take it something a little bit lighter, what happens when there is a tipping point in the voting base and the people, and you've got more people who think the law should be a little bit different because the people end up voting in the people who make the laws. And so is there like a natural worry you would have that eventually you're going to get enough people come in and they're going to put enough people in power that they're actually going to change the system, the way that the country operates?
Which is why you shouldn't be allowed to make laws that that supersede.
You should only have laws about people who hurt people or take their stuff, like physically hurt people and remove liberties away from other people. That's the problem when you give people positive rights and you take things away from one person to give it to another. Now let's look at a couple clips here, because as I said, Ireland's not great when it comes to this whole free speech thing. Here is their Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, mm-hmm. whatever, how you want to say it. I can't say it in an Irish accent. Sorry. Here's him talking about how they need to update their laws in accordance with the...
Before you get to that, though, I think Magoo's right. from the Fed Haters Club, which you can join by going to joingml.com. He said maybe this guy was just trying to get harsher knife laws passed in Ireland.
No, we'll have to see. We'll have to see his manifesto in like six or eight months. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll figure out what that
kinda
was.
Like the guy in America, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he didn't think Ireland's knife laws were strict. He could just go to a store, get knife, and kill children.
Or maybe he thought there were too many immigrants in Ireland.
Go store, get knife.
He was unhappy with their immigration policies.
Children dead.
Actually, that's what it was. Okay, here's what this PM is saying.
We're going to make sure that we make those changes to our laws in the next couple of weeks to allow the Gardaí to use that evidence and go through that evidence and identify the people who are involved in these actions, and we are going to get them. In addition to that, I think it's now very obvious to anyone who might have doubted it that our incitement hatred legislation is just not up to date. It's not up to date for the social media age, and we need that legislation through, and we need it through within a matter of weeks, because it's not just the platforms who have a responsibility here, and they do. There's also the individuals who post messages and images online that stir up hatred and violence. And we need to be able to use laws to go after them individually as well.
Mm-hmm. Incitement to hatred. Not even just hatred, like incitement to hatred. Not incitement to violence. Incitement to hatred. You can't post a meme that might lead to someone not liking a certain person or whatever. Certain group of people.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
The problem here is freedom of speech.
That is the main problem.
Yeah.
Is that people are freely thinking. We played this clip before, but here's a member of the Green Party. This was, I think, on a Dumb Bleep of the Week one time. This is how they do things up there.
When you think about it, all law, all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. That's exactly what we're doing here.
And she's right about that. All laws, all legislation are about restriction of freedom. That's pretty true.
We are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good. Everything needs to be balanced. And if your views on other people's identities go to make their lives unsafe, insecure, and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, then I believe that it is our job as legislators to restrict those freedoms for the common good.
If you make someone feel bad.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Great stuff. Way to go. Way to go over there in Ireland.
She seems like she's that mom at school, you know? It's getting on to Timmy for making her son Johnny feel bad about his handwriting. And so Johnny should go to jail for that.
We see authorities reportedly have launched an investigation into the mixed martial arts fighter as part about Conor McGregor as part of an inquiry into the dissemination of so-called online hate speech. According to the Sunday Times, the investigation.
That's what he said.
Yeah. The investigation, because he could have incited hatred against other people by saying
that
things. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay. The investigation comes as Irish officials have reportedly started preparing to pass radical legislation concerning the public speech law, which historically has lacked a consistent definition. He recently told media that the lawmakers should immediately pass legislation. Yeah, the next few weeks.
Stir up hatred and violence. Seems like Argentina is a better place to be than Ireland.
There is a couple other things. We're not losing any more of our women and children, the sick and twisted people who should not even be in Ireland in the first place. There's the hatred coming in.
Yeah.
There's that video. Oh, Dublin mass stabbing suspect is a naturalized citizen who's been in Ireland for decades, according to the police. So there was that little tidbit, too. So he's not white, from what I can tell, according to the reporting, but he has been in Ireland for decades, meaning it's not exactly the people that everyone is upset about, like all the recent refugees and immigrants and stuff coming from U.S. wars that have been forced out of their countries and are going to safer places or anything like that. Someone who's been there for 20 years or so, at least.
Yeah, and he had access to assault knives.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. He probably wrote about it. Like, how did I get this knife?
Because Ireland has pretty strict gun laws.
So
this guy was still able to mass murder people.
I will look more into some of the rates of crime in these countries that have large influxes of immigration. I didn't look into that for this conversation. We'll do a bigger conversation where we can really unpack some of the dicey things that we were thinking about saying during this show.
That was a rhetorical question, Nate. She already had the answer.
Oh, yeah. It's yes, but I would like to actually have the data. If I say anything, I'm more relying on the echo chamber of Twitter showing me specific videos about things happening. Yeah. But I don't exactly get a video of an Irish person stabbing someone. But I would see a video of a Syrian person stabbing someone. That's just the way it works.
I think Jordan Peterson talks about the actual, like, the underneath problem with this. He does a really good job of explaining that it's actually a miracle that you go outside and the world's not on fire. Right? He talks about it. It's like, it's amazing that we can all sit in this theater, thousands of us together, and we're not tearing each other to pieces like chimps, because that's what chimps do. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you actually start thinking about that. It's like, we do have this, again, we have this like biological nature where if people don't look like us or talk like us or act like us, then we don't know what they're capable of, right? They could be capable of stabbing us, or they could be capable of becoming our best friend. We don't know. So, of course, like...
That also goes for people who do look like us.
True. True. But, Nate, when you're walking through the mall, let me just ask you a question right now. When you're walking through a mall, okay?
Yeah.
And... You're just walking by.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice all these people who don't have tattoos on their face? Or do you notice the guy who's jacked, he's got a couple teardrops. He could be white, but got a couple teardrops, jacked, walking around the mall. Do you kind of avoid that guy a little bit more than you would the other people who don't have tattoos on their face? Answer honestly.
Okay, I will answer honestly. I avoid everyone to the fullest extent, so I don't, you know, I don't have any frame of reference here. But yeah, sure.
Okay. You would!
All right, we got some interviews and some more great content coming right up on Liberty at Night with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.